This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden is pleading with Congress and voters to take action against gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
My fellow Americans, enough.
In a rare evening address to the nation, the president noted attacks in Buffalo, Uvalde, Tulsa, where everyday places became killing fields.
How much more carnage are we willing to accept?
He's urging lawmakers to restore a ban on selling assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines, among other steps, or at least find compromises, like limiting firearm access for those with mental health issues. Their steps a bitterly divided Congress seems unlikely to take. And if it won't, the president says Americans are ready to act.
I believe the majority of you will act to turn your outrage into making this issue central to your vote. Enough, enough, enough.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that Russian forces occupy about 20% of Ukrainian territory. Friday marks the 100th day of fighting, which continues on several fronts. Zelensky did not say how much territory Russia has captured since the start of its invasion back on February the 24th. Ukraine said Thursday its forces have recaptured 20 small towns and villages in the Kherson region in the southern part of the country. A Ukrainian official says Kyiv forces were hoping to recapture territory lost earlier in the war in the southern part of Ukraine, in part to tie up some Russian forces more focused on fighting in the Donbas region. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Washington Thursday the support the United States and NATO allies are providing Ukraine is making a difference every day, but he does not expect a quick end to the conflict. Stoltenberg spoke to reporters outside the White House following a meeting with President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Terrorist National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The NATO chief would make no predictions about how long he expected the Ukraine conflict to last. Stoltenberg said NATO and NATO allies have deployed troops in eastern part of Europe as deterrents and prevent escalation of the war, and in his words, to remove any room for miscalculation or misunderstanding by Russia about the needs of the alliance to protect and defend its allies. Well, the Chinese Foreign Ministry is reacting angrily to the news that the Biden administration will begin barring products made with forced labor in China's Xinjiang province from being imported to the United States. We get more details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The new law is set to take effect June 21st. Under the law, U.S. customs officials will treat any goods that are made in Xinjiang as the product of forced labor unless the importer can show clear and convincing evidence that they are not. The U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and a number of human rights groups have accused China of perpetrating genocide against Uyghurs with a regime that includes mass imprisonment, forced labor, forced sterilization, and so-called re-education camps. China has denied the allegations. A spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry warned on Thursday of dire consequences that would follow if the law is allowed to take effect. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
American children under the age of 5 could receive their first COVID-19 vaccines as early as June 21st, the White House top COVID official said Thursday, if the two vaccines under review are approved by both U.S. government bodies responsible for such authorizations. The White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, said it's important to do this right, and that's what this process has been all about. Starting Friday, he said the federal government will make 10 million doses available for order by states, pharmacies, community health centers, and federal entities. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.